From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, September 17th. I'm Abby Larico. A Raisin in the Sun is an American theater classic. The musical adaptation of the play once lit up Broadway, but has since faded to obscurity.
Just one of those musicals that they did not have the financial backing. And it won a Tony. People, they know Raisin in the Sun, but like Raisin the musical, what is it all about? So this is really historic for our city, for our people, for this region.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has the story of the Black Reps' production of Raisin and why they say they simply had to put it on in this moment. It's coming up after this news on The Gateway. The St. Louis County Council rejected a resolution last night proposed by Republican Councilman Mark Harder to honor conservative activist Charlie Kirk. STLPR's Olivia Mizell reports.
All four Democratic council members, along with Republican Dennis Hancock, voted against the resolution. Hancock says he voted no because some county residents felt marginalized by the things Kirk said that targeted minority groups.
Because they were hurtful, or because they were said in a way that was not meant to honor people or to encourage them to think, but simply to hurt them. I can't support that.
Harder and members of the public that supported the resolution said it was a condemnation of political violence. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
The union representing striking Boeing workers is proposing its own contract to its members. IAM District 837 members will vote on the four-year contract Friday. This comes after the union rejected Boeing's third offer, 57-43%, last week. The union said its offer includes a 401k plan more in line with other Boeing employees, improves wage increases for workers at the top of the pay scale, and increases the signing bonus from $4,000 to $10,000. If members approve the offer, it will be submitted to Boeing as a pre-approved agreement. If Boeing declines, the union will continue to strike. The vote will be held Friday from 8 to 11 a.m. at St. Louis Music Park. A three-judge panel has ruled the Missouri Attorney General can have access to patient records from Washington University's Transgender Center. Former Attorney General Andrew Bailey launched an investigation into the St. Louis-based clinic in 2023 after a worker there alleged patients were rushed through treatment. The clinic provided gender-affirming care to people under the age of 18. It stopped providing hormones and surgery to minors in 2023, citing legal risk. The AG's office is investigating the center under the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, which outlaws false advertising claims. The Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District on Tuesday reversed a lower court's decision and ruled the investigation is within the scope of the law. However, the judges sent the matter back down to the lower court, which will determine what health information can be shared and what should be redacted. As the Cardinals struggle with attendance, data shows downtown sales are also down from last year. STLPR's Kayvon Mansouri reports one business owner says her sales are down nearly 80%.
Karen Boschert has sold hot dogs at the corner of 8th and Walnut Street for more than 20 years. She calls her cart, K-Unique's Dogs, a staple for folks headed to Busch Stadium. But this year, she's cutting back. She closed her second cart in an effort to cut costs, as she says the lack of attendance at Cardinal games has her sales plummeting.
It's hurting everybody downtown. They're not coming anymore. They don't want to spend the money downtown on the product that's on the field, the parking, the tickets.
Early this month, the Cardinals set a record by selling only 17,000 tickets to their September 2nd home game against the Athletics. Through the end of June, $50 million less in sales were made in the 63102 zip code that surrounds Busch Stadium compared to last year. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Cardinals did win their game last night against the Cincinnati Reds 3-0 in front of an announced crowd number just below 22,000. That's about half Busch Stadium's capacity. Rolla's Recreational Center is at risk of closing. It's been losing money for years. Phelps Health has agreed to step in and operate most of the city-owned facility as part of its health and wellness programs, but that will not include the aquatics area, which is in need of major repairs and maintenance. Mayor Lou Magdet says the hospital's involvement will help the city focus solely on the pool.
It really is going to allow us to now, as a community, focus on that and say, what do we really want? I think as a community, I think we need some aspect of indoor aquatics.
Magditz says the city will have to decide to either close the pool or identify a funding source to make up for the $250,000 deficit it runs each year. The council will discuss some of those options at tonight's meeting. Washington University's Kemper Art Museum launched its largest ever exhibition this month. Making Their Mark, works from the Shaw Garg collection, showcases how women artists and artists of color have changed the art world and challenged artistic conventions. The exhibition includes more than 80 works, such as paintings, sculptures, and beadwork. Art collector Kamal Shaw says this exhibition is one of the largest collections of abstraction made by women contemporary artists in the last 80 years.
It is one of the most important art collections that really situate art history in the presence of women. It is a collection that's focused on abstraction because abstraction is universal in that you cannot tell the gender, race, or geography of the artist.
The exhibit is open through early January. Shaw was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. Lorraine Hansberry's 1959 play, A Raisin in the Sun, is a landmark of American theater. It had three hit Broadway runs with its story about the struggles of a black family in mid-century Chicago. Less well-known is the musical adaptation called simply Raisin. The Black Rep is performing the seldom-seen show through Sunday. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, Raisin depicts racist systems that still impact life in St. Louis today.
Hansberry's play is a familiar sight on American stages, and it's inspired several adaptations. The first of two much-loved films had a cast including Sidney Poitier.
All I want is to make a future for this family. All I want is to be able to stand in front of my boy, like my father never was able to do to me, and tell him that he'll be somebody in this world besides a servant and a chauffeur.
A Raisin in the Sun also spawned a 1973 musical. Here's Virginia Capers and Joe Morton from the original cast album.
You got a nice wife, got a good job.
A job, mama? I drive a man around in his limousine. Yes, sir, no, sir. Where'd you like to go, sir? Shall we take a drive? Oh, shall I take you home?
Raisin was a hit, too. It went on national tour and won the Tony Award for Best Musical. And then it mostly just went away.
Where'd you like to go, sir?
This was just one of those musicals that they did not have the financial backing. And it won a Tony.
That's Jermaine Manor. He's music director for Raisin at the Black Rep.
People, they know Raisin the Sun, but like Raisin the musical, what is it all about? So this is really historic for our city, for our people, for this region.
The story follows a family whose matriarch is waiting for a life insurance check after the death of her husband. Her son wants to buy a liquor store. She has her sights on a nicer house in a more prosperous neighborhood, which in segregated Chicago meant a white neighborhood. And their prospective neighbors aren't happy about it.
And that's why we feel for the happiness of all concerned. People get along better when they share.
Doesn't enter into it.
Producing artistic director Ron Himes says Raisin throws light on issues as timely as response to the May 16th tornado.
Seeing how slow the recovery and the redevelopment talks are about North St. Louis. A lot of that stems from what was going on in 1959, where there were disinvestment in the black community. The south side of Chicago is no different than the north side of St. Louis in a lot of ways.
The prevalence of redlining and racially restrictive housing covenants in St. Louis made the city an innovator in maintaining the kind of housing segregation that figures into Raisin. Manor, the music director, says black audience members will recognize a lot here.
My hope and prayer is there's a young African-American girl, a young African-American boy in the audience that says, even in this bubble of segregation that I'm walking in right now, from the university to middle school to high school, I still have a voice.
But Raisin is a big production in a time of funding cuts. Himes says its 10-person band and 15 actors, dancers, and singers make it risky.
I have some of my staff saying, why are we doing this big show right now? You know, it's a pretty major undertaking for a theater like ours at this time. in the conditions that we're living in right now.
So why?
Why? Because we have to.
The story's defiant conclusion is haunted by what we know about the playwright's own life. When Hansberry was 7, her family integrated a white neighborhood, and someone firebombed their new home. What happens to a dream deferred? Raisin suggests that to become real, it takes more than a change in zip code. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Rob Edwards edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur, and right now, He Come Down This Morning from the Raisin original Broadway cast album. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thank you for listening to The Gateway. Yes,